Hey, James Kiley and Pierre Bourque. Another, I think we're four for four, a crossover between blockchain radio and cyber FM radio. We already started talking before the recording even went on, and we realized this is probably wrong. Let's just put the recorder on and start talking, right, Pierre?
Hey, James, great to connect with you and absolutely right. It's one of the old adages of radio that often the best conversations happen before you hit the on button. And we caught ourselves doing exactly that. And let me just bring our listeners up to speed. They're going, okay, well, I missed. What did I miss? What did I miss? Hey, we're talking NASCAR, we're talking racing engines, but we're talking passion, pursuit of passion, whether that's as a Bitcoin maximalist or if you're a bass fisherman or whatever that happens to be. And that's where you guys come in as you're listening, because that's where we forgot to hit the on button till now. So yeah, so all right, James, you've been busy. You're looking for a racing engine. That's what got us talking about NASCAR. That's what got us talking about passion. But then it inevitably brought us to Bitcoin. And since this is blockchain radio on our side, and you always like to say, and I like to repeat, that you can earn crypto when you learn crypto, or you can learn crypto and earn crypto all at the same time. What to make of the amazing prices we've seen since you and I last spoke for many of the big cryptos? They've just been bounding upwards.
Yeah, you know what? And I'm not gonna lie. I'm like, I find myself right back in the game, right? My wife is watching her portfolio, and I'm looking at mine. And for the past year and a half, maybe 2 years, we didn't care. We were like, yeah, it's down a little bit. Yeah, it's up a little bit. Oh, what do you think? Oh, we're at the top. This past, what, 2 weeks? Like, my wife will storm into the room. Should I be selling this right now? And I'm like, no. And my son also, we waited so long for him to hit his price target on Ethereum, blew right through it, right? And the other day, last night, he goes, so now at 24, I sell, right? And I went, you know what? No, now we wait. I mean, you're so far ahead. We're back where the old school guys like us are questioning ourselves. And that's all the more fun.
It is fun. It is a fun space. I was just answering a tweet from Tyler Winklevoss. He's about as Bitcoin maximalist as you can find out there, and has been since as far back as I ever heard his name, minus the Facebook nonsense. But as far as crypto goes, he's been on that cutting edge, and everybody is these days. So we saw both Bitcoin and Ethereum rocket forward, Dogecoin rocketing forward, lots and lots of others. Just an exciting space, and it's the art of the possible. And I just find that whole thing fascinating. Now you're in an environment, James, where what you're doing at Cyber FM straddles the crypto world and straddles radio, straddles music radio, straddles talk radio. When you're talking across those lines, do you still get people scratching their heads on the non-crypto side, wondering what the heck the fuss is all about?
I think now, thanks to like mainstream media, and I'll say it, we got blockchain radio in the Cyber FM app. We are starting to see the regular listeners. Now they're like, wait a minute, I didn't realize that right here this whole time I'm sitting here inside this app and I could have a wallet, right? Because you can create your wallet right in the Cyber FM app. So it is not far-fetched to think that who's ever listening to my Saturday Night Rock show or my Tuesday Anything Goes show are also not stumbling upon blockchain radio, and they realize it's all in one. We are seeing that number of internal non-crypto people in the Cyber FM world become the crypto people. And that was our original goal years ago. And it might be the hype and the FOMO, I don't know.
Yeah, there's always that FOMO, right? And that's I like to put out to our listeners at Blockchain Radio, and for those who are listening to us today, do your own due diligence. We're talking because we're excited by what's happening. We're essentially commenting on what's happening. We're not giving, at least I'm not, we're not giving advice here. It behooves you to do your own due diligence, determine for yourself what you want to do, talk to as many people as you can, get a divergence of opinions, and then from there decide what's best for you in your world. And but I will say this, it's fun to be involved. It's fun to have skin in the game, and it has been a hell of a ride. Look, in the last year, James, I think the low point in the last year was $3,000 for Bitcoin. It's 68,000, I think it was, at some point in the last 24 hours. From 3,000 to 68,000. You know, if you'd have spent $10,000 on it.
Even the newer people.
Yeah, if you'd have spent $10,000. I was just going to say, if you spent $10,000 on it back then, where would you be sitting today?
Right, because even the newer people that we consider newer have the ability to now say, I remember when, right? I remember when Bitcoin crashed to $3,300. Yeah, because that was only 2 years, right?
You know, and I'm going to be wrong on the date, so I apologize, but I think in maybe the winter spring of 2014, I bought a Bitcoin, one full Bitcoin down at, I think it was called Bitcoin Center, the Bitcoin Center on Wall Street in New York City. And I bought a full Bitcoin. And I remember starting the evening with the Bitcoin in my app, I guess, at $800, $850, somewhere around there. And at the end of the evening, because I'd spent the evening with the gang there, and there were some amazing conversations going on there with some real crypto OGs. And it was fun because you cement relationships that carry you forward. But all to say that at the end of the evening, I walked out, my $800 that I walked in with were now $600. So that's the kind of thing that can happen, right? So, and that's been the history of Bitcoin to a degree, the same history with Ethereum and many of the others. Look at Ripple, what a ride that's been. It's been more than a ripple.
No pun intended, right?
Nope, Ripple. No pun.
But so at that point, so is that there's a good question. Are you allowed socially to say, I remember in 2014 I had one whole Bitcoin? So you could say you had $63,000, right? Because that's what occurred. I remember when I had 63 grand, didn't even know it.
Didn't know. And what will it be tomorrow? And I think it was higher than 63. What has it been? I think it was 68 here in the last 24 hours, $68,000. Yes. Nope. Maybe 63,500. I apologize. Maybe I got, yeah, 64, 65,000 has been the high. 64,895 is what I'm seeing here on my app. But yeah, so that's a lesson right there. That's a lesson. On the other hand, I like to point to a guy who's an OG in the space who told me when he first bought crypto, he bought Bitcoin at 5 cents. So imagine what era that was. He bought it at a nickel. He must have bought a mittful of it at a nickel, but he sold it at 95 cents. Sold it at 95 cents, thought, and he's since bought more, probably bought and sold. But he had a whole ton of it at 5 cents and sold it at 95 cents and thought he'd made off like a bandit.
And that comes down to perception, right? Now, right now, if you had the opportunity to buy any coin at 5 cents, you today would sell it at a dollar, right? I know,
yeah.
I would.
Yeah, and what's Doge at right now? What's Dogecoin at?
Doge, according to my wife, is flirting with like 14. Let me break open the phone here. So, because we just had this discussion. Where's TradingView? Doge, 15.7 cents.
Yeah, and where was it last week?
Doge and Tron are the same price. The apocalypse is about to happen.
I think insiders will know exactly what we're talking about there. But where was Doge a week ago, let alone yesterday? Where was it yesterday? I think it's doubled in the last 48 hours.
Yeah, man, I would. Yesterday, it ranged between a dime and 14, and the day before that, 7 and 9 cents.
There you go.
So we have three tremendous green candles.
Yeah, and it's just phenomenal because it's almost doubled, more than doubled in just a little over 48 hours or so. And where does that go? Where does that go? So yeah, you can get
this
in
cheap. Without Elon Musk speaking, right?
Yeah. And you can get in cheap at many of those. This is the thing though. What are there, like 8,000 or 9,000 coins and tokens out there? And you got to imagine there's some of dubious value or dubious use. And so you don't want to just look at something and say, wow, that's cheap, I'll buy it. Like, look into it and understand what's behind it. And if you're not familiar with the space, you're not familiar with the landscape, don't mortgage the house on it, but have a little bit of fun. And there are lots of great plays that are out there. And maybe here's an opportunity, James, to talk about your own coin and how that can be earned and how of value that can be from the recipient.
It's funny, you got me looking at XRP is up 300% in the past 4 weeks. I mean, it's just, and for, like you said, there's maximalists out there. They, you know what's horrible about TradingView? I had drawn a blue line at where I held XRP that I have since long sold. And it's still showing me that blue line, basically telling me I'm an idiot. Trading view, keeping the old drawings on the screen. Damn it.
Yeah. Well, get a screen capture of that. And then, that's behind you now and greater glory ahead. But talk about your own coin there. Talk about what that means and how can people earn it? Like we just said it, you can earn it by learning. You can earn it by listening to rock and roll. But tell us how that works. And I think that's perfect, segue into this right now.
And that's right. So if you're listening to this show on CyberFM's app through Blockchain Radio, or if you're listening to one of my shows, or you're listening to anything inside the mobile app for CyberFM, you can literally listen to anything inside that app and you're going to earn, right? We have our CyberFM tokens, which we call CYFM. A lot of people even call it CyFM for like a short nickname for CyberFM. And it's really no different than your Tron, your Doge, your XRP, your Bitcoin, right? It's a cryptocurrency and it sits on exchanges. We got JustSwap, we got Uniswap, we got Mercatox. We just had a big trading competition on an exchange called LA Token. I believe it's still going on. The leaders look like they're really leading though, so good luck catching up. But that's going on at LA Token. And that's how you set your price, right? Because you're on an exchange. Your coin, your token, it's only worth what people are willing to pay for. So it's the value that you add to your, I guess you could say, product that makes people want to buy that coin. And if you're earning it in the CyberFM app and you get your hands on it, that means essentially you're kind of like an insider because you're not buying it, but you're going to be able to sell it. And I don't mind saying there's probably 200% more people in the world that are traders trading the coin than there are listeners earning it. So you got a little bit of an advantage there. Those traders want you. So as you earn this token by listening over time, we're paying for your attention is essentially what we're doing. And when you get your payment, you could go out to those exchanges and sell. And it's not millions of dollars. That's not our goal. Our goal is imagine paying your cell phone bill every month. Whereas with a lot of radio networks or streaming platform, you're paying them $15 a month, right? It's just opposite world in CyberFM world. And as you like to say, we always make that joke, you're getting to earn crypto while you learn about crypto.
So I'm on the CyberFM radio app right now on my phone. And what I love, and thank you for that, is Blockchain Radio is there. I'm looking at it. I can see it. I can click it and I can, well, maybe not a click, but you know what I mean? I can press on it and I'm listening to us. But there's a ton of other stuff there and some really, really cool stuff. Let me, if I just prompt you a bit, you can tell me what you've got on there. What is Mo's Place, for instance? Give me an insider's view of what some of these stations are.
Mo's Place is I believe I want to call it bostonsbestradio.com. I think Mo is their mascot. Is it a black dog, right?
Well, that's what caught my attention. Is a black. It's a black lab, and James, right beside me as I'm sitting here talking with you, is my own black lab, Finnegan. So I said, I better start with that one. My dog's looking at me, and that dog in Mo's place is looking at me. So, okay, that's what it is.
So imagine Blockchain Radio is Finnegan's place. Mo's place, well, it's guy out in Boston. He's in the online radio world doing his thing, and he's interested in crypto. And we've known each other, I guess, a year or so. And just by the talking about, you know, earning crypto while you learn about crypto, fascinated because he's in the radio business. He was like, I want in. And I said, hey, you know what? You're cool. So we let them in. No different than like when I reached out to you and we realized that this made sense for blockchain crypto reasons. Inside the CyberFM app, if you continue scrolling, you're going to find, in fact, I'll pull it up at the same time.
Yeah, but let me drag us through it because I'm having fun with this. This is really cool. So I've got most right. places coming out of Boston, and frankly, it's faster for me to drive to Boston from where I am in Ottawa than to drive to where you are, just above the Florida line here. But I'm flipping through here, and you've got, it's a hair metal. So you know, I remember those days of the 70s with all those hair bands, you know, they were more hair than band, and they were on stage and they had just gigantic. So is that what we're talking about here with hair metal?
Yeah, I think it's primarily the 80s, you know, if you remember like White Snake and Striper.
Yeah.
Van Halen was 79 through the 80s.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's hair metal. Judas Priest.
Yeah, good. I was thinking, you know, Peter Frampton and Uriah Heep and Blood Rock and, you know, anyways, I think we're on the same wavelength.
So that's probably classic rock, which we have right above that, right?
Yeah, exactly. Classic rock. You've got radio rock. You've got core metal. I see country music. Now, before we came on the air, I was reminding you that I'm a former NASCAR race car driver, and I actually do quite like country music, and that's part of the culture of that space, of that sport. And so you've got a ton of that. You've got the cross, religious and spiritual hits. That's a great addition to have in there.
Yeah, and listen, that is 2021 music, like for King and Country, Matthew West, if you know those names. You know, it is not your local church singing holy, holy, holy. It's for King and Country, I appreciate. They remind me, I've been to a Four King and Country concert twice, in fact, and it's exactly like being at an Imagine Dragons concert.
Hmm. Well, that's pretty cool. All right, look, while you're talking, I'm flipping, and now we're on to reggae radio. I love reggae music. I may not be able to get to Jamaica as often as I'd want to, but I sure love their music, and there you go. You've got reggae music, reggae radio.
Yep, and we're actually talking about updating that. You know, it's funny because if you look at 50s and 60s and stuff like that, there's no updates, right? You can say it's low maintenance, but we do try to refresh channels to make sure that the there's always a song that you never heard, ironically.
Within the world of reggae, yeah. And I know...
Especially in reggae, right?
Yeah, and I know that there are a lot of... musicians from other countries that are deeply into reggae, and they're producing their own version, their own iterations of reggae. Like there are European artists and African artists who have what they call reggae music, but it's not, let's say, proper from you know, somebody that came out of Kingston, Jamaica, and is producing it. These are people that just love that kind of music, and they've created their own. So you've got the 70s, the 80s, the 90s. The 2000s, all of that totally covered there. So there are individual channels for that. Caribbean. All right. We talked about reggae a moment ago. That's a particular style. Caribbean's, it adds a whole other luster to music because you've got a whole bunch of different styles there. How would you describe that?
So I think you were going right there, right? So the reggae channel is what we, based on feedback and, you know, people that work with us, that is that the real original reggae, right? The reggae that you know, that everybody knows. Now in Caribbean channel, you're going to hear reggaeton from other Spanish type islands. It might not be, you know, there's Caribbean tropical Latin music, salsa, but you're going to hear their version of reggaeton as well. It's slightly different.
Yeah, I like that. And, you know, at one part I'm thinking Harry Belafonte, you know, on the beach as well, singing. But Caribbean is a multicultural space in terms of geographic, linguistic, you know, historical perspective. Lots of languages, lots of culture that is similar, but also dissimilar enough that you can have the varieties. And I think that makes it quite fascinating. The other thing that I really like here, James, and kudos to you guys, and I know that nowadays with internet radio, we have a global audience. I certainly have seen tremendous growth in our audience in many, many countries that has been just really, really exciting. But there you've got Cyber FM India, Philippines, Africa, Persian, for gosh sakes. I mean, just a nice variety there. That's great to have there.
We took a little heat with Persian, and we stood tall morally. So, you know, in the United States, you are not allowed to do business with Iran. Any company, your mom's candy shop cannot ship candy to Iran. And we had said, you know, there's 250,000 Iranian Americans in San Francisco, I believe, or Southern California alone, nonetheless, New York City. And there, you are not going to tell us that we are not going to cater to a melting pot. If we're an American business, then you know what? We're catering to that Iranian American. We called it Persian. We spoke with the community. This is the music that they chose. And we are kind of proud of it for putting our foot down.
Good. Well, you know, we've got a lot of Iranians here in Canada. I know there is a big Iranian community in the UK and many other countries as well. So good on you for that. Also, Cyber FM Turkey, which I quite like. And I know that at Blockchain Radio, we've got a healthy component of listeners in Turkey, and that's really cool. And then the last one I just wanted to mention, because I'm not actually quite sure what this is, but at least if I were listening to us talk, I wouldn't necessarily understand. But since I'm staring at it in the app, I gotta say that I've got a bit of a sense of what it is, but I want you to describe it. Music you can see. What's that?
Yeah, it's a good question. So I was going to say to you, if you look on where you are, we have a West Loves East Radio, Sister Radio, Asia Rocks, Cafe Pop, Euphoric Trip Radio, and Music You Could Feel. That is all the West Loves East network, which is also, like yourself, not Cyber FM. All of the West Loves East network is based out of Seattle, but which is ironically west of us, right? But it's Asian. So it is, they introduce, so for example, West Loves East is pop music, I believe, like you'll hear BTS and all of them. Asia Rocks is going to be like that metal band, The Who, that recently came in with Papa Roach. Sister Radio is all Asian, but all female artists. It's all women from Asia. Cafe Pop is restaurant friendly, family friendly, no cuss words going on. Asian rock and pop. And then I don't know too much about Euphoric Trip, or I think Music You Could Feel is soundtracks. I want to say you and I should think about the PD over there. Her name is Beth, and we should probably open the conversation up. Beth could tell you about all of these channels and how she's built them with her family as a whole show. It's an amazing network. They were our first partnership. And it's the fact that it's international. It's all international music.
Yeah, well, we may have our first guest in her then at one of these next crossovers here. But I know where time is getting short here, but I just want to briefly mention here, you've also covering news. You've got UN news. You've got news in different languages, which is just a terrific resource. I mean, it's really great. There it is. It's just there. You just press on it and off you go. You've got podcasts and Instatunes. What's Instatunes?
So Instatunes is, we break the rules a little bit. It's really music on demand. But if you notice, there's one or two. I got my, it says JT Cyber FM, Anything Goes. So it's a Cyber FM show. I decided to put it in Instatunes instead of podcasts. But Instatunes is all Cyber FM oriented, on-demand stuff, whereas podcasts are podcasts that are not available only in Cyber FM. You might be able to listen to Tony's a good friend of ours, and Cybersecurity is one of our partners. So we split it up with branding.
All right. So if I am interested in Bollywood music, the top 100 Bollywood songs right there, one button, the top 100 songs, 90s grunge. You know, I mean, look, I'm a big fan of Neil Young. Neil Young was a big fan of grunge and had his contribution to it, but some great music that came out of the grunge era. Disco 100. Hey, you can be playing disco and dancing to the tunes right off your phone. That's pretty cool.
Sometimes you want to hear a certain song right now and you can't wait for the DJ to play it.
Yep.
So this fills that as well.
Very good. All right. Very good.
You don't skip over the classical, right? Actual toccata in D minor.
I'm a fan of opera, of classical music, and many different kinds. I think you can really appreciate artists and the music of whatever era, whether that's grunge or whether that's Beethoven or anyone in between. It's just phenomenal. And I think that comes back in a nice loop, James. Comes back to passion, doesn't it? I mean, you've got a passion for what you're doing here at Cyber FM. I think we've got similar passion here at Blockchain Radio. These artists, all of these different forms of music that we've talked about here, the participants in it, those that have done well, those that have maybe are lesser lights, but are gaining credibility and visibility as they go along. They do it for passion, for love of music. And that's something that you can get on your phone, right? Like that. It's just a terrific resource.
Yeah. If we don't enjoy doing it, then it's time to go home. It's really our only rule.
If I were, by way of closing here, if I were to ask you this, and I'm putting myself in the mind of our listener right now. They're saying, okay, I can go to my phone. Okay, I've got Cyber FM here in my search function. Okay, I'm downloading it. Okay, I'm opening it. What do I do? What are my next couple of steps to, as you pointed out earlier, you can get a wallet, you can start to earn. What are the, is it all self-explanatory in the app itself, or are there a couple of key things just to explain to our listeners who are trying to understand the process?
I mean, we try, right? We try to make it as easy as possible. Yeah, you'll never satisfy all the people all the time, right? But yeah, I believe, and it's been a long time, when you first download the app and you open it, it takes you to the settings where you're actually right in front of you. It'll say log in or create your wallet address, which is obviously an option. But if you choose not to do it right then and there, you go back to settings whenever you want, and then you have your wallet section. Which after you enter your wallet, you get a lot of other features. You get the share your address. You can refer friends. We have the daily bonus spin wheel. Have you done that? Where you spin the wheel, and you could win like 30 minutes of listening time that you didn't actually listen for.
No, nope.
Like a bonus.
No, nope, I didn't. I haven't done that.
Yeah, you got to check that out.
Okay, I will. I will.
Spin a zero. I've spun a zero. In the past, it happens.
But otherwise, you're going to get something out of that. But as you point out, you make it. All right. So I went to the settings. And again, I'm putting myself in the mind of the listener who may have downloaded while we were talking. And I see login with existing wallet. So what wallets are we talking about here?
So as of today, it's an Ethereum ERC-20 wallet. Right. As long as it's a wallet that you own the keys to, that's very important. Right. You don't use an exchange wallet or what they call a, you know, custodial wallet. I think you want to make sure you own the keys like Trust Wallet or Lumi or one of those. There's hundreds of them out there, right?
Could it be MetaMask?
You'll just enter your public address.
Could it be MetaMask?
Absolutely.
Okay. Could it be?
Yes, absolutely. MetaMask, my Ether wallet.
Okay, good. All right, perfect. Perfect. That's what I wanted to know. Fortinet? Anything like that, right?
Right. So you're going to enter your public address.
Yes. Now your private one.
Never your private. You put in your public.
Yep.
And that's it, right? Once you enter that, it checks it and it says you're good to go. Like it'll, if it doesn't work, it'll tell you. You also can do Tron. If you have a Tron wallet, like on Tron Link.
Yep.
Or Clever. I think we use Clever as well. You put your Tron wallet in there. You select Tron on the list. It validates you. And you can earn CyberFM on the Tron network. And probably next week, we'll talk about Binance.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Let's make a mental note of that. James Tiley, somewhere in the countryside, just north of Jacksonville, Florida, on the Georgia-Florida line. And I'm Pierre Bourque in Ottawa, Canada. Any final parting words, James?
Nope. I say thank you for learning about crypto while you earn some crypto, maybe.
Okay. Excellent. Thanks for the great music. James, we'll be touching base with you on here on Crossover, Blockchain Radio, and Cyber FM, wherever you are in the world. Please go to Cyber FM, download it to your phone. You'll be glad you did. And you're going to have a lot of fun along the way. And we'll look forward to having you with us as we have our conversations in the coming days. That's it for me, Pierre Bourque, for James Tiley. Have a great day. We'll talk with you soon.